It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Activists in Pittsburgh chanted Black Lives Matter and Don't Shoot as they marched through Oakland last night after a grand jury announced its decision not to indict white New York City police officer Daniel Pantaleo after he administered a chokehold that led to the death of Eric Garner, an unarmed black man. Pantaleo was attempting to arrest Garner for allegedly selling loose, untaxed cigarettes. The medical examiner ruled Garner's death a homicide and said the chokehold was a contributing factor. After the grand jury's decision was announced, there was a wave of protests in New York that led to the arrests of over 80 people. But there were also protests in Pittsburgh that blocked traffic on Forbes Avenue in Oakland, and more demonstrations are planned for the Steel City today. I'm joined now in Studio A by social activist Julia Johnson. Julia Johnson, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
There was a strong and immediate reaction in Pittsburgh to the grand jury's decision in the Eric Garner case. What is your take on it, on the reaction that occurred last night?
The amount of people who showed up last night, passionate, angry, upset, they care about this. They care about the lives being lost, and they know that their loved ones can be next.
There were a lot of people that were upset with the protesters because it spilled out into the street on Forbes Avenue. Traffic was blocked. Buses couldn't get through. What do you say to those who were upset with the protesters for blocking traffic and creating a disruption in Oakland last night?
That small inconvenience is the price people have to pay for allowing this system that oppresses people, that kills people, and has no accountability for the murderers.
And the reaction in Pittsburgh, it seemed to manifest itself more strongly and quickly than the reaction last week after the decision in Ferguson. Was that how you perceived it?
Well, we built off of the work that we have been doing over the past few weeks. Myself and other activists, concerned citizens, organizers, we have been working on this issue for months now. There have been activists working for years on this issue. So the momentum that we are having right now is off of hard work.
Julia, were you expecting a different outcome in the Garner case than the case in Ferguson, Missouri, in which a white police officer was also not indicted after he fatally shot Michael Brown? Were you thinking maybe because of the video evidence that existed in the New York case that we might see a different outcome from the grand jury?
Myself personally, no, I did not expect Eric Garner to get justice. Whenever there is video evidence of police officers breaking the law and murdering people, they are still not held accountable. And that is because we are living in a society. We are living in a system that is racist and oppressive.
So how do you change that? In your opinion, what needs to change in order to make the system more fair and equitable, particularly when it comes to justice for African Americans who are involved with confrontations with the police?
Well, the first step is to tackle the racism in our society, because officers who go out and racially profile African Americans and then they use more force, they use brutality against them, and they shoot, murder, brutalize them because they are afraid. White officers are afraid. And white people are afraid of black people in America. And that is sad. And that has to change. So every individual who is listening right now, they need to see that they are a part of this system. As long as they are complacent and they do not step up whenever they hear racist comments, whenever they hear cases like this, they need to stand up and say, no, this is not what I stand for. This is not what I want my country to look like.
There's some pretty strong evidence to back up what you're saying. Certainly there are incidents that have and they've been happening throughout the year, throughout the country, and here locally as well, that have caused concern among citizens, particularly for those who are members of the African American community here in Pittsburgh. But when you say that that the police are afraid of black people, aren't the white police also afraid of white people too? Don't they also pose a danger to them? And how are these cases different?
So it is inherently a dangerous job to be a police officer. That is unquestionable. The fact that they racially profile black people and disproportionately lock black people up, that is the heart of the issue. So yes, police brutality does affect everybody in this country, not just black people. It's just that it is disproportionately happening to black people, and that is why there is so much outrage coming from our community.
We're talking with a community activist, a social activist, Julia Johnson, who is with us here in Studio A, talking about the reactions to the decision not to indict white New York City police officer Daniel Pantaleo after he administered a chokehold that led to the death of Eric Garner, an unarmed black man in New York City. The grand jury announcing its decision yesterday not to indict that officer. And again, there was the medical examiner decision that ruled Garner's death a homicide and said the chokehold was a contributing factor. So, Julia, talk about the issues in Pittsburgh that connect to this case. Because, as I said, we saw a very clear reaction, not just in New York City, which you would expect to see, but also in Philadelphia and in Pittsburgh. So talk about the issues in Pittsburgh that connect to the Garner case.
We have seen police brutality and systemic racism time and time again here in Pittsburgh. You know, there's this recent case of Leon Ford Jr., who was shot by Officer Derbysh in 2012, and he has still not received justice. Those officers have not been held accountable for their actions. He has to look that officer who shot him in the face every day as he is still on patrol with a gun and a badge in his hand. And that is unacceptable.
And, of course, the Leon Ford Jr. case, which played out in the legal system here in Pittsburgh this year, if you are not up to speed on some of the details there, Leon Ford Jr. charged after fleeing from officers during a traffic stop. They opened fire after fearing for their lives. Ford was found not guilty of the most serious charges, which were two counts of aggravated assault against the aforementioned Officer David Derbysh. He was the officer who jumped in the car and shot Mr. Ford as the car pulled away. The jury was deadlocked on charges of resisting arrest, escape, and reckless endangerment. Mr. Ford was left paralyzed and is confined to a wheelchair after being shot. So there are demands, not only with regard to the Ford case, but others that you have made with regard to things that you want to see happen in Pittsburgh that you have incorporated into your overall protest. Mm-hmm. To kind of run down what's involved in that.
So the group of activists and organizers and concerned citizens I've been working with, we came up with a list of demands that we want to tackle here and also for nationwide issues. So one of them is for the indictment, arrest, and prosecution of Darren Wilson. The second is to drop all remaining charges against Leon Ford Jr. and to assign desk duty for Officer Derbysh to get him off of the street. Also, we want our local DA, Zapala, to be vigilant in the prosecution of police misconduct, specifically Officer Derbysh and Officer Miller. And we also want the city to re-implement the federal consent decree in the Pittsburgh Police Bureau to have more accountability and oversight from the federal government, because our local police are unable to do that themselves, to hold themselves accountable. And the system we have in place right now is failing. And it was designed that way. It was not designed to get justice.
There is a protest that is happening today. In fact, in less than an hour, it will be taking place downtown or on the outskirts of the Cultural District. Talk a little bit about what is planned for today in Pittsburgh.
So today, you know, we're building off of the momentum of the past week of the rallies and the die-ins, where people lay on the ground and they symbolize the mounting, you know, carnage that is taking place right now. Every 28 hours, a black or person of color is killed by either a police officer, a security guard, or a vigilante. And they are not receiving justice. This is not being prevented either. So when we gather downtown today, we are going to make sure that the day-to-day life of Pittsburghers here has to be interrupted. People have to stop. They have to say, what can I do to stop this?
And what do you, in terms of how that that self-searching question, what can I do? How do you want to see that manifest itself? What do you feel that your fellow citizens in Pittsburgh can do to make things better?
They can get involved with local organizations that are working on this issue and many other issues. They can talk to their family, their friends, their coworkers, their bosses. Make sure that whenever you hear these racist comments being made, whenever you hear cases like this, that you are supporting the efforts to change this in our society.
So as far as you're concerned, it's really about dialogue. It's about having a conversation that results from some of the actions taken last night and what will happen today.
Absolutely. And after that, you know, once you start getting the conversation going and you start to say, I need to do something, then you get involved with the local organizations who are trying to change laws, who are trying to change policies, who are trying to build up especially the Black community, but all of our communities that are suffering right now. They are doing the work to make sure that we are all uplifted and liberated, because right now we are being oppressed. Whether you realize it or not, Black or white, you are being oppressed by this system that is taking lives and that is causing so much suffering that does not need to happen.
Julia Johnson has been our guest. She is a social activist in Pittsburgh and will be taking part in a rally happening at 1 o'clock.
At
in front of the August Wilson Center today. Julia Johnson, thank you for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up, what the Breathe Cam can do to help us deal with pollution. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.